Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you got your COVID vaccine. Woo, hallelujah. Some of you are still hesitant. I got it. I figured it out. We know why. It's okay. You know, nobody should pressure you. Nobody should discriminate. All right? You know, we're here to educate. We're not here to judge. But we're being told that this Delta variant, this variant from India that we're calling Delta, the one that can affect younger individuals, are putting more and more people into the hospital in the UK, can cause gangrene and blood clots, and is more highly transmissible and lethal, is going to become the dominant strain in the United States by next month or the month after. So which means this summer, rather than us just battling the UK strain or the wild type original strain, we're probably going to be dealing with the most deadly of them that yet that we've seen, the quote unquote Delta strain, or the one that originated in India. Well, we believe originated in India, assuming this, again, wasn't an engineered or a leak or something like that. So we're going to go with the benefit of the doubt that this was a naturally mutating virus that mutated into a more vicious form. We're going to go with that for now. Now, Dr. Walensky, as well as most public health experts, as well as studies have said, vaccine should have helped us. Should help us. Vaccine should protect us against the variants, which is fantastic, and I'm going to echo that. But the questions that are coming up is, some of us are going to be hitting the six-month mark from our vaccines. So those of you that got vaccinated in December and January, your six-month mark since the vaccine is going to be coming up in July, June, July. And so do you still have protection? Now, we're told that even though originally we expected at least 6 months, the reason why that six-month number was given to us is because we didn't really have longer. The clinical trials that we used to get FDA emergency authorization and approval only had up to about 6 months of data at the most. So there is a chance that the vaccine we did receive will give us longer-term data. We are told that we are going to need a booster, and I am expecting we're going to need a booster by the fall. But then that leaves this window of what happens in July and August. Now, we know that those who are unvaccinated are at risk. That's not the headline. It's been a headline for a while that if you haven't gotten the vaccine, you could be at risk for COVID. We know that. Unvaccinated people have been told that multiple times. They know, they understand, that's not going to change their mind so much, and so, you know, quit beating them over the head. They've made a decision. If this is a decision they want, that, you know, respect their decision. They have a choice. It's their liberty. It's their constitutional right. However, the question people have is, okay, nobody's really talking about us vaccinated folk. We're being told in the news vaccinated folk are fine. So I'm hoping that by month 8 of our vaccines, we're still fine. But the one thing I'm noticing, and I'm noticing this with myself too, is I'm a lot more kissy. I'm a lot more huggy. I'm not doing risky behaviors. I'm just being me. I'm traveling. I'm going on a plane. When I talk to somebody and I'm having trouble breathing because my nose is stuffed up with allergies, I'm moving the mask to talk to somebody. If they're not wearing a mask and, you know, and they're vaccinated, why am I still in my mask? Even though I'm a fan of barriers, especially if we have tuberculosis and flu and other issues out there. But, you know, I'm trying to be as pre-pandemic because that's who I am and I've been vaccinated and I was promised that's what I could do. But I'm seeing people very touchy-feely, very kissy, sharing drinks, partying it up, and they're vaccinated. And I'm a little nervous that we got this Delta variant coming, and vaccinated people think they're in the clear. Now, what data do we have that vaccinated people are in the clear? We don't have any data saying if you're vaccinated, you're in the clear. We have data saying that there's a 95% chance that you won't be hospitalized or die. There have been breakthrough deaths, unfortunately, and breakthrough cases in Maine, other states where people were vaccinated, got COVID, died. Very few, though. Considering what we were battling last year, it is amazing to see the numbers drop. According to Worldometers, we have maybe only 4,000 in the hospital across the United States, whereas it used to be 40,000. So we are doing amazing with that. But this variant is putting people in the UK in the hospital. Well, the UK started vaccinating before we did. So are vaccinated people at risk? Well, one thing that would have helped, I believe, is still testing people who are vaccinated that had symptoms. Now, the CDC, after the 10,000 mark, said, no, we're not going to do that. If you're vaccinated and you have mild COVID symptoms, we're not going to test. Still isolate if you have symptoms. But if you don't have symptoms, you can go back to work, you're vaccinated, you're good. I would really like the data. I would really like to see how many vaccinated people are testing positive and then what strain they're testing positive for. What better opportunity for data? We have millions, hundreds of millions vaccinated against Pfizer, hundreds of millions vaccinated against Moderna, now Johnson & Johnson. If somebody has mild COVID, let them test. I understand we need to save money. I get that. And I understand that people don't want to test. Trust me. This is not a very popular statement I'm making. I know there's people listening right now saying, Dr. Dahlia, let's sleep in dogs' lie. I don't want anything shoved up my nose anymore. And I have patients on telemedicine tell me, no, I don't want to be tested for COVID. I don't care. But we're seeing RSV cases climb. We have all this question about variants. And if this Delta variant is really that deadly, don't we want to know if vaccinated people are at risk? And I'm seeing vaccinated people be very open and almost even more kissy than they used to be. And I, you know, if we do have a pandemic and we do have variants and we are being told, and by the way, the CDC has been right about their prediction on dominant strains. I know a lot of people have beef with the CDC and their mask issue, their mask discussions, but they've been right about predicting what's going to be a dominant strain. So I suggest if you have mild symptoms and you've been vaccinated, test. Because I think we all need that data to know how many vaccinated people are still getting COVID. That would help us. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
This is sponsored by Sage Therapeutics Incorporated. Postpartum depression, or PPD, is a mood disorder that can affect women during and after childbirth. Unlike the baby blues, which typically last for a few days or 1 to 2 weeks, PPD persists with symptoms including sadness, tearfulness or hopelessness, outbursts or irritability, worrying or feeling overly anxious, oversleeping or being unable to sleep, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, trouble bonding with the baby, or thoughts of harming oneself or the baby. A new research study called Skylark is now evaluating an investigational oral medication in PPD, and the study is seeking moms experiencing symptoms of postpartum depression. Dr. Judith Joseph, MD, MBA, and Teresa Escobar say,
about 1 in 8 mothers in the U.S. have symptoms of PPD, and it can affect not only the mother, but also the whole family.
The Skylark clinical trial is studying a potential medicine for women with PPD.
For more information about the study and to see if you or a loved one might be eligible, visit www.skylarkppdstudy.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I'm a moderate. You know, I mean, there are some things I feel really, really strongly about. You know, like, I can't stand what the ACA and the Obamacare bill did. I think it just hurt us considerably. I also feel that two people who love each other, despite their gender, that want to be married, could get married without being discriminated against. So there are things I feel really strongly on. But politically, I'm a lot more moderate and more fiscally conservative, but moderate on, you know, you can't do extremes. So, for example, the unemployment additional benefits. I get that during the pandemic, when government decided to force people to stay home, and unemployment is at, what, 75% of your normal pay, to match that, bring it, you know, add some additional money to allow people to deal with the job loss. I wasn't a fan of keeping those benefits beyond June and all the way till September, because I knew we were going to reopen back in June. I think we all felt that way, and we knew we would have a labor shortage. Well, it was unfortunately a very, you know, left-leaning campaign to keep the unemployment benefits and a right-leaning campaign to not. Well, Louisiana has now become, the Louisiana governor, the first Democratic-led state to opt out of the enhanced federal unemployment benefits. Governor John Bel Edwards signed a bill on Wednesday that boosted the state's maximum weekly unemployment benefits to $275 and mandated federal pandemic unemployment benefits to end by July 31st. Now, Republican state officials and business organizations had previously agreed to back the $28 increase to Louisiana's maximum weekly unemployment benefits. They added a provision, however, that set a condition for the unemployment benefit spike, that the checks could only be increased if the governor agreed to end the $300 supplemental federal pandemic unemployment benefit by July 31st. Now, that's about 6 weeks, maybe 5 to 6 weeks before the September 6th date. Edwards did agree to the stipulation and signed the bill Tuesday, making him the first Democratic governor to end the benefits before they are mandated to phase out. And why? Well, because these companies in these cities that are trying to reopen and trying to get people back, even hospitals and medical centers, people aren't coming back to work. And so it's interesting to start seeing, you know, a more bipartisan approach to an idea. I'm for bipartisanship. That's really what I want. I think that's what a lot of people want. If there's something that needs to be done, something that needs to be addressed, something that needs to be looked at, right? You know, I think we could all agree. Yeah, we might need to build infrastructure. We're going to disagree on how many trillions, but yeah, we do need infrastructure. I'm not sure why the money we've been paying all these years didn't go to infrastructure. But if we're in trouble now and it can make more jobs, fine. Put some money in infrastructure. It just doesn't have to be trillions and trillions of dollars. So at least half of all the states in the U.S., all led by Republican governors, have already announced plans to eliminate the federal unemployment benefits. Alaska, Iowa, Missouri, Mississippi became the first to do so on Saturday, ending federal assistance for 340,000 workers, encouraging them, the additional federal assistance, encouraging them to get a job that's being offered. And there's help wanted signs all over. Now, supplementing that point in terms of being more moderate, Andrew Yang, who is running for mayor in New York City, actually has angered liberals for urging there to be something done with the rising homelessness. Apparently, residents of Midtown have demanded action over New York City's continuing homelessness crisis. And for months, residents living near the hotels where 8,000 homeless people have been housed have caused, you know, some people to move. There's been, they've been implicated in rising levels of crime and drug use. And the city wants to welcome back tourists and office workers. And Andrew Yang, who's a Democrat, it said, mentally ill people have rights, yes, but you know who else has rights? We do. The people and families of the city. He said, we have a right to walk the street and not fear for our safety because a mentally ill person is going to lash out at us. So I agree, whether you're Republican or Democrat, that if you have mentally ill people or homeless that are in a sweltering city, and it gets hot in New York, they're in danger. And if some of these individuals are lashing out and stabbing or shooting or hitting people or assaulting, you have the safety of the non-homeless people as well. And I think AOC backed Maya Wiley, called him cruel. And I don't know much about Yang's, you know, I know he's up against Curtis Sliwa, and I know that, you know, there's a bunch of people running for mayor to replace de Blasio, but, there's got to be common ground on some of these things. So there's been a lot of violent crime, especially in Manhattan South Police District. It includes the area around Times Square, Penn Station. Apparently, it has spiked 170% compared to last year's figures. He said, again, everybody agrees that people who are struggling with mental illness on our streets should be in better, more caring environments where they can get the help that they need. Apparently, some people have been slashed, punched in the face, spit at, pushed onto subway tracks, stabbed with box cutters, all in recent months. And witnesses said it seemed to be just a random stranger going up to you and doing it. So pictures taken by Daily Mail show homeless people in the area sleeping on sidewalks without shoes, using drugs, drinking alcohol, passed out to empty or smash bottles. It's dangerous for them. It's dangerous for everybody. So interesting that Andrew Yang had to be one of the Democrats to bring this up. And there's a lot of people who are liberal-leaning or conservative-leaning that are afraid to say certain things. In fact, there's a report saying local residents that are liberal say they're afraid of asking for more cops because they don't want to be targeted as less progressives, as less progressive. And so, you know, there's people that are kind of looking at common sense, and they might be ascribed to a political party, and they feel so darn threatened to say, look, we need help. Now, in Portland has been dealing with riots and crime, and Portland's police, I believe their rapid response, their riot squad, all quit this week. This was after Officer Corey Budworth was indicted for allegedly assaulting a photographer during a riot last summer. Now, the Portland Police Association said, unfortunately, this decorated public servant has been caught in the crossfire of agenda-driven leaders and a politicized criminal justice system. Apparently, a grand jury, a Multnomah County grand jury, charged Budworth with one count of fourth-degree assault related to the August 18th incident. Apparently, that night, according to the police union, there were about 200 demonstrators, many with tactical helmets, faces covered, armed with a variety of weapons, and they descended upon the Multnomah building in southeast Portland. Dumpsters were set on fire, buildings defaced, windows broken. A riot was declared at the planned event after someone from the crowd launched a Molotov cocktail into the building, setting it ablaze. Molotov cocktails is a bottle of alcohol and then a rag, and you light the rag on fire, and then the thing becomes a destructive weapon. And so they said, after nearly 75 consecutive nights of violence, destruction, and mayhem, a small group of RRT, Rapid Response Team officers, including Budworth, were tasked with dealing with the riot. Per PPB command staff orders, RRT officers cleared the rioters from the area to allow the fire bureau to extinguish the blaze, but the rioters were not satisfied, and apparently they regrouped, began marching toward the building. So the Rapid Response Team tried to clear the area, and Officer Budworth was actually forcefully knocked to the ground. Now, I don't know much about what happened, but then officers deployed pepper spray, crowd became more aggressive, and then some altercation happened with, there was a cell phone video showing Budworth striking a photographer, an activist and photographer, Jacobs, in the head from behind. And the union said the blow to the head was an accident on the officer's part as he used the lowest level of baton force. But they say that she was getting back to reengage in her unlawful activities, and he employed one last baton push to try to keep her on the ground. So those who are dealing with the riot sort of law enforcement have the most precarious conditions, and they also have the most precarious legal conditions, in that if they're trying to control a riot with batons, they could be accused of assault. So the officers resigned, and they are not going to work as part of the rapid response team. They'll still be police officers, but no rapid response team. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's been a roller coaster ride on Wall Street as the Dow at points of the day on Friday has been down over 500 points during trading. The drop came after the Fed Reserve pushed up its schedule for interest rate hikes. Former Vice President Mike Pence is headlining the Faith and Freedom Coalition in Orlando, Florida. The conference this year lays the groundwork for the conservative policy ahead of the 2022 elections.
I can tell you the sweetest words we ever heard over the last 4 years when people would stop and say, I'm praying for you. And we heard it all the time. There never was a day that Karen and I didn't feel the prayers of faithful Americans. And we thank you for it. Thank you for the privilege of serving as your vice president with President Donald Trump. It was the greatest honor of my life.
This is USA Radio News. A former White House physician is raising concern regarding President Biden's cognitive state.
Congressman Dr. Ronnie Jackson, the former White House physician for Trump and Obama, called on President Biden to immediately undergo a cognitive test, as he believes Biden shows signs of a diminished mind.
You know, after this most recent embarrassing performance overseas, I thought it was time to come out. We can't sit on this any longer. I've been saying this for a year and a half. The precedent has been set, and I'm asking Joe Biden and his medical team to get out there and to get this physical exam done, get this cognitive testing done, and get the results back to the American people. We need to know that we can trust our president, and we need to know that he's in charge of what's going on.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The American Red Cross is partnering with Amazon to give folks an incentive to donate blood that's desperately needed. Anybody who donates blood through June 30th will get a $5 Amazon gift card. It doesn't matter what the person's blood type is, as the Red Cross is looking for all blood types. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Excuse me. So, millions of people on the U.S. Gulf Coast are under alert as Tropical Storm Claudette, the third storm of the season, is coming with winds approaching 40 miles per hour, is expected to make landfall Friday night. Hopefully doesn't hit the 75-mile-per-hour threshold that we see with hurricanes. And more than 6 million people from Louisiana to the Florida-Alabama border are under tropical storm warning. Another 5 million are under a flash flood watch, with Louisiana seeing up to 20 inches of rain over the weekend. The system has been designated a potential tropical cyclone, indicating possible winds of at least 40 miles an hour. And above above average number of hurricanes has been forecast for 2021, and the season looks like it's starting earlier. In fact, I think two storms started before the June 1 season start, such that they want to now re-describe and redefine hurricane season as May 15th to November 30th. So the National Hurricane Center has predicted a high chance of Tropical Storm Claudette making landfall late Friday along coastal Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and the Florida Panhandle. They say Louisiana could see as much as 20 inches of rain over the next 3 days. Governor John Bel Edwards has issued a state of emergency, cautioning residents to stay weather aware as the storms approach the coast. Now, the NHC has diagnosed the system as a potential tropical cyclone with 40-mile-per-hour winds over Father's Day weekend. So this would be hitting Gulf, okay? And they say regardless of development, a high risk of rip currents is expected by Friday with the potential for heavy rain, a few brief tornadoes, high surf, and minor coastal flooding. They say tropical storm conditions are expected to begin along the northern Gulf Coast later Friday with over 6 million people under the warnings. 5 million people are inland. Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Florida are also flash flood watch. So being the first storm of the season, I mean, we had a vicious hurricane season last year. It was above normal. They are expecting an above average, not record. In fact, I think last year we had record set. So hopefully it doesn't get that bad. But unfortunately, there were 4 deaths already reported after torrential rains deluged part of the state of Louisiana. So sadly, we've had, unfortunately, already some trauma. The 2020 hurricane season was the worst on record. 30 named storms, 11 of which made landfall. And southwest Louisiana was hit with back-to-back hurricanes. They got Hurricane Laura, which was at the end of August 2020, and then Hurricane Delta, which increased to a Category 4 after making landfall in early October. So we are expecting earlier and, like I said, a more, unfortunately, robust hurricane season. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of people like these e-scooters. They're like little scooters that I think are like battery-operated, and people ride them around, and they don't have to bicycle, and people use them to go to work. And according to research by Detroit-based physicians, head and neck injuries make up 28% of reported riding mishaps on these e-scooters. People apparently can rent them and use apps on smartphones. And so they want people in helmets. The experts analyzed data on e-scooter injuries at U.S. emergency departments, found there had been 103,000 incidents in the U.S. between 2009 and 2019, and common types of injuries are head and neck, brain injuries, lacerations, concussions, fractures. They say the worrying findings have been published the same month rental electric scooters hit the streets of London, and they're trying to allow people to have forms of transportation when they necessarily can't bike or use public transportation. So in the UK government-backed trial, they are recommending helmets. Not required, but recommending. In America, it'll be interesting to see if they end up, you know, mandating helmets or not. So, I don't know, e-scooters, these are things that, I see their popularity. I mean, I've always wanted a hoverboard. Ever since Back to the Future 2, I've been waiting for a hoverboard to kind of come in, and I would take that everywhere. But if I did use a hoverboard, I'd probably still wear a helmet. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there's a TikTok trend, don't ask, it's so stupid. It's a challenge where apparently people are on TikTok trying to show that they have a tongue piercing. And so they're using these little magnets, these little magnetic balls to put on both sides of the tongue to give an illusion of a tongue piercing. The problem with these magnetic balls is if you swallow them, they could be deadly.
So Cincinnati Children's Hospital wrote, warning, families be aware of a TikTok challenge where kids pretend to have tongue piercings by placing magnetic balls on their tongue. This is potentially deadly if they accidentally swallow them. Revisit the dangers of high-powered magnets and talk to your kids about the dangers. They say there is no safe way to have high-powered magnets in a home with kids. So my son played with these things. These things are a phenomenal toy. In fact, we realized my son wanted to be a engineer when he just took to these things so well. And they're these like little magnetic balls that kind of allow you to make any sort of like object, and using the magnets, and some of them are multicolored, some of them aren't. And here's my son making things that I didn't even think you could make with these things. But because they're smooth and they're round and they look like little candies, young kids could unfortunately try and, I guess, swallow and lick. When they get swallowed, what ends up happening, sadly, is two of them, they're still magnets, even if you swallow them. So what ends up happening is they will magnetize together and pinch the intestine. Well, whenever you pinch the intestine, then you, God forbid, end up asphyxiating or causing ischemia. So this isn't anything these kids can poop out. These magnets are so powerful that you can't poop them apart. TikTok user Dr. Karen Raj warned that the swallowed magnets can clump together and risk squeezing the intestines and threatening blood flow. He also warned that the issue could be fatal without emergency bowel surgery, adding that two children were rushed to emergency surgery already over the challenge. So Dr. Maha Hashim, a dental surgeon in London, said in a video posted also on TikTok, it's very dangerous, can be life-threatening, and you may end up having surgery. You may not even survive the surgery, so I urge all these youngsters to refrain from putting magnets in their mouth with the risk of swallowing. You would think this wouldn't have to be said, but, you know, people want to be famous. They want to get views. They want to get shares. It's very addictive. And so some people will be as rambunctious and as risky. So they get the likes and then they get the views. And these challenges. We had the condom challenge where somebody stuck a condom up her nose and then pulled it out from her throat. Or the fire challenge where you light your friend on fire and then they run, don't do this please. And then they run into the shower as quickly as possible. Don't ask. I mean, really stupid. Some of these kids are sticking pennies and lightning in light sockets. There's the cinnamon challenge where it was one of the first challenges where they tried to inhale or swallow a bunch of dry cinnamon and then the powder would get into their lungs and they'd cough. And then the Tide Pod challenge became very famous where idiots would stick Tide Pods into their mouth and hold as many before they opened up. Well, now they're getting tied into their mouth. So the moral, people are doing stupid things, and they're doing it to get views and get attention. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hello, I'm a bald person.
which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I will get that mental status exam up on my website. It'll be a little bit after my show today, so you could see it and you could take it. Headlines have said that multiple members of Congress, as well as President Ronnie Jackson, has asked that President Biden take the test to assess his mental status exam. So I'm working on that. We'll get that up and running. When I was little, I used to watch Electric Company. I used to watch Via Allegra.
And I really like Sesame Street. And one of my favorite actresses was Rita Moreno. I loved Rita Moreno. And the West Side Story. And my mom was in love with her and would have me see the movies. And it's interesting because she was on Stephen Colbert a few nights ago. And Stephen Colbert had said, you know, my mom would point you out and say that, you know, you're one of the most talented people on the planet. And I remember my mom doing that too. So we all have very fond memories of Rita Moreno, you know, as a child, and how she was able to overcome so many obstacles in terms of, and become such a star, being Puerto Rican and having Puerto Rican in the family as well. I was in love with her, and still am. I think she's a fantastic, fantastic talent and actress, and has won multiple awards. She's 89 years old, but she got herself into a little bit of woke drama when she was trying to stand up for Lin-Manuel Miranda, who I think was producing one of her films. And Lin-Manuel Miranda is very well known for his work with Hamilton, and he has produced a movie in the Heights. And apparently Lin-Manuel Miranda has received a lot of heat for his lack of diversity within the In the Heights. And apparently there was a dearth, he's accused of dark-skinned Afro-Latino actors in the cast. And so, being 89, you know, Rita Moreno, you know, when you interview her, you know, Stephen Colbert took a back seat, and she said in the middle of the interview, look, can I just address what's happening to Lin-Manuel Miranda? And she wanted to defend him, and she showed that she was upset about the criticism, and she said, I'm simply saying, can't you just wait a while and leave it alone? She said it would be so nice if they hadn't come up with that and left it alone just for now. I mean, they're really attacking the wrong person. So she's a fan of Lin-Manuel Miranda. Lin-Manuel Miranda has been at the forefront of Broadway and you know, entertainment, having diverse casts and, you know, making works that are well-loved among all races, and she was defending him. However, she apologized the next day because the wait and leave it alone, wait a while was not taken well, and she apologized, you know, and it's interesting because, you know, she says, I was clearly dismissive of Black Lives That Matter in our Latin community. She said, while making a statement in defense of Lin-Manuel Miranda on the Cobra Show last night, she said, I was clearly dismissive of Black Lives That Matter in our Latin community. So why I bring this up, which is interesting, is that, you know, I look at what's been happening in the news lately and with the entertainment industry, and they end up, shall we say, almost shooting themselves in the foot. So here's Lin-Manuel Miranda. He makes Hamilton, and Hamilton was highly acclaimed, but people faulted him because Alexander Hamilton, I believe, married into a family that were a part of the slave trade. And so he was criticized for doing Hamilton. And then he was criticized with In the Heights. Here he is. He's making a musical, an adaptation to film of a great musical, and celebrating, you know, life of Latinos, and he gets himself into trouble. Now, his statement on Twitter was absolutely beautiful. I don't have it in front of me. He wrote a very beautiful statement, but I noticed, like Tom Hanks, similar things. Tom Hanks tried to, you know, speak out about racism, and then he gets checked on how he is a part of the problem. Apparently there was an op-ed piece, I forget in which newspaper, where he was a part of the problem in terms of making films that are show white heroes. Saving Private Ryan, Sully, Captain Sully, you know, and so the question that people have, especially young individuals who are looking at being a part of the entertainment industry or any industry for that matter, is what is safe to say and what is safe to do? And there's this safe word that keeps being used. And so as programs and as shows are trying to show that they're in the safe category because they are showing diversity, many times they're still faulted for showing lack of diversity. So we're dealing with a kind of a similar issue with, you know, the argument of transgender participation in sports. As we're trying to be progressive and not discriminate against anybody based on their creed or how they identify as gender, women are finding themselves in a position where they're looking inferior to biological males. And women can only compete and win if they have somebody who has to identify as female on their team that ends up, that has XY chromosomes. And so a lot of us are kind of going, well, wait a second, if we say something, we're going to unfortunately, sadly, get ourselves stuck between a rock and a hard place. Medicine is going to be going through a whole big transformation because there are many people out there concerned that you have the Whipple procedure, which was, you know, discovered by Dr. Whipple, a man, for pancreatic cancer. And Papanicolaou. Dr. Papanicolaou created the pap smear. And there's a lot of male-dominated names in medicine because they discovered it. And, you know, I'm open to women's things being named after women. I mean, if I discovered something, please call the Dahlia. I'd love that. But because women back then didn't have the opportunities, women feel slighted and feel like their salt, you know, being poured into the wound, hearing a male's name on a body part, like a Bartholin cyst or, you know, Baker sister or whatever. So, you know, it's obviously something that we are trying to grapple with as society. And I don't know how to advise the younger individuals because as we tell them, just don't be racist. I mean, that should be easy. Don't be racist. And they think they're being on the side that is protecting people and they end up getting faulted as well. You know, I told you that I was being asked about vaccine hesitancy and, you know, Nevada's approach to helping people get, you know, get vaccinated. And I said, you know, look, you know, people have concerns and those concerns need to be addressed. And, you know, we need to have the education part of it, you know, not just what they're doing now with, you know, incentives and things like that. And an African-American female said she will never go to a white woman doctor. She doesn't feel they're open to not just me, to anybody. And so here you are suggesting and urging vaccines and people are getting limited to vaccines and they don't realize or limiting access because they weren't vaccinated and they don't realize that there are communities there. There are communities that don't trust the vaccine. And you could actually be looked upon as not being open to all races, trying to force vaccine and mandates. So I think that it's going to take a while. And, you know, Rita Moreno is 89, and I know she wanted to, you know, stand up for Lin-Manuel Miranda, but it's one of these things where we're just seeing, especially, you know, in the entertainment industry, I think it's going to implode because there's going to be somebody discriminated against as you try to not discriminate in and of itself. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer?
Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.